Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. The Prime Minister has announced more details about the economic plan to support workers during COVID-19. Companies that have lost 30% of revenue or more during the pandemic are eligible for the Canadian Emergency Wage Subsidy to help cover payroll. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
If your business's revenues have decreased by at least 30% because of COVID-19, you will be eligible for this subsidy. The number of employees you have will not determine whether or not you get this support. It will apply to nonprofit organizations and charities, as well as companies both big and small. This is about making sure that people are still getting paid, whether they work for a business that employs 10 people or 1,000 people.
The subsidy will cover up to 75% of the first $58,700 earned, or up to $847 a week. The wage subsidy will be retroactive to March 15th. The Prime Minister encouraged businesses to cover the remaining 25% of wages if they can. Last week, the Canadian Emergency Business Account was launched, offering government-guaranteed loans of up to $40,000 for small and medium businesses. The loans will be interest-free for the first year. If certain conditions are met, $10,000 of that will be forgivable. The government also announced the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit, or CERB, offering up to $2,000 per month for 4 months to help workers impacted by COVID-19. The Prime Minister gave a warning to anyone considering taking advantage of the new wage subsidy and emergency response benefit. There will be serious penalties for anyone who attempts to game the system. The public was also warned this week about an ongoing text scam. If you receive a message indicating that you have received a Canadian emergency benefit deposit, do not open the link. These texts are fraudulent and not from the government. There are new domestic travel restrictions for Canadians. Travelers who show symptoms of COVID-19 are no longer allowed to travel by air or train to Canadian cities and provinces. Prime Minister Trudeau made the announcement Saturday. Airplane and rail operators will conduct health checks to screen passengers for symptoms during boarding. The measures do not apply to commuter trains. Buses are exempt from the federal restrictions because they are managed provincially and municipally. The measures come into effect today, March 30th. On the weekend, the federal government announced a few measures to help vulnerable populations. Youth and seniors organizations will receive $16.5 million in additional funding. Of this amount, the United Way will receive $9 million to help seniors with services, including the delivery of meals. $7.5 million will go to the Kids Help Phone, which provides youth with telephone, text, and online support in both official languages. The money will be used to train new volunteers to answer questions from youth who need help during the COVID-19 crisis. During the weekend press briefing, the Prime Minister said that nearly $200 million will go to the homeless and victims of domestic and sexualized violence. This is a part of the funding that was announced earlier this month. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
For far too many people, home isn't a safe place to be. For others, it's somewhere they're isolated and alone. And for too many more, they have no place to go at all. Tough times fall first and hardest on the most vulnerable in our communities. But we can change that. We can make sure that no one is left without help.
As of noon on March 30th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 6,671 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 67 deaths. Over 220,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. This was The Response for March 30th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. The show was brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The responses sound clips are made available through a partnership with Canadian Public Affairs Channel.